Amen. the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Thessalonians. May his holy blessing be with Solomon. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic epistle from our first epistle from our teacher Saint Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable adulteries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one had received a gift, ministered it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. Do not love the world, neither things in the world. The world is passing away in its lusts, but he who does the will of God remains forever. Amen.
Yeah. A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us. Amen. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we were his witness to these things, and so also in the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourself what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee, rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone, for if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it's of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found fight against God." And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beating them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame of his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they didn't cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, mighty and be converted in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the 16th day of the blessed month of Hathor. May God in the goodness and in unity for us in peace and strength cultivate our sin and the good are forgiven through the mercies of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. Today marks the beginning of the fast of the Nativity in our Coptic Orthodox Church, which is concluded by the feast of the Nativity of our good Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. The duration of this fast was 40 days. However, 3 days were added to commemorate the 3 days were fasted by the clergy and the Coptic people before the miracles moving of the Mu'attam Mount. That was during the papacy of Abba Abraham ibn Zara in the 10th century. So the fast became 43 days. We implore our Lord, who fulfilled our salvation by emptying himself according to the economy of redeem the human race, we also ask him to help us to do what is pleasing to him during this holy fast and through all the days of our lives. We ask him also to accept our fast and prayers to him in the glory forever and ever. Amen. On this day also was the consecration of the church of St. Abu Nofer, the Anchorite, which was in El Zahir, Cairo. St. Abu Nofer lived in the inner wilderness for 60 years, during which he did not see the face of human. He reached a high spiritual rank of an anchorite who lived in the wilderness beside a palm tree and a spring of water. The palm tree yielded 12 clusters of dates a year. One of them was enough food for a month. Near the end of his life, St. Paphnutius, the ascetic, visited him and wrote for us the biography of St. Nofer for the spiritual benefit of all generations. When St. Abu Nofer departed, St. Paphnutius shrouded and buried him in his cave. Churches were built after the name of St. Abu Nofer. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Today also, St. Justus, the bishop, was martyred by the hand of Maximus, the prince. He tortured him severely for the sake of the faith, and finally he received the crown of the martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 691 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Pope Mines II, the 61st Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, departed. He was born and raised in a village called Sandala to Christian parents. When he grew, they forced him to get married against his will. Nevertheless, he agreed with his wife to live a celibate life. Then he took her permission and went to the wilderness of Shihit, where he became a monk in the monastery of the St. Macarius and lived a virtuous life. After the departure of Pope Theophanus, the 60th Patriarch, the bishops and the people agreed on choosing Father Mina for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on the 11th of Kiak, year 673 of the martyrs. Some of the people opposed him under the pretense that he was married. However, when they realized that he did not know his wife as married people, they changed their view and considered him worthy of his rank and obeyed him. This saint faced many tribulations, which he endured with patience. Fasting and prayers, he departed in peace. He departed in peace after being on the throne for about 18 years. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Nilus of Sinai departed. This saint was born about the middle of the 4th century to a wealthy Christian family. He grew adorned with many spiritual virtues. He also excelled in literature and the science, what made Emperor Theodosius the Great to advance him to the highest ranks in the empire. Then he was married and had a son and a daughter, but he desired a monastic life. He renounced all the pleasures of this world, so he had an agreement with his wife. He left the city of Constantinople and went to the monastery of Mount Sinai, along with his son Theodilus. There they lived a life of solitude and asceticism. His wife, however, and his daughter lived in one of the convents. St. Nilus persevered in struggling and striving against the devils. He vanquished them with the might of God, and he gained an extensive experience in the spiritual warfare. He wrote letters of comfort and encouragement of some monks, telling them, "You should not be frightened from the warfare of the evil spirits, not even if they appear in the form of serpents, scorpions, or wild beasts. These things we have faced many times, and it's nothing as long as you arm yourselves with the spiritual armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." He also has many other monastic saying. When the barbarians invaded the monastery about the year 430 AD, they took his son Theodilus captive. They sold him as a slave in Palestine. St. Nilus was grieved, left the wilderness searching for his son, and at last he found him and brought him back to the monastery. St. Nilus persevered in worship and asceticism till he became advanced in age. He departed in peace in a good old age. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Our God, who said to send the onset but only apostles and many proper righteous men, have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you don't have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and ear for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, so that prayer out of your sins. Remember all our master, bidding us to name emergent supplications and prayer which have brought upon to Lord our God. Don't send for a phone and a sleep report all them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا مالي لوكا البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته
على جميع
Open so tiro, open oro tiri ni so spiare so sepsiri me vnoti ton pio naf shaini. Pi o o fa pen noti pe shaini tenine tiro amin.
Luxa sike.
مزامير 30 معلمنا داود النبي والملك الملك الطاهر بركاته على جميعنا آمين. وأنت أيها الرب الإله، أنت رحوم ورؤوف، أنت طويل الروح وكثير الرحمة وصادق، انظر إلي وارحمني، أعطي عز لعبدك وخلص ابن أماتك. مبارك الآتي باسم الرب، ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم. وكان جموعا كثيرة سائرين معه، فالتفت وقال لهم: إن كان أحد يأتي إلي ولا يبغض أبا وأم وأمراته وأولاده وإخوتي وأخواتي حتى نفسه أيضا، فلا يقدر أن يكون لي تلميذان. ومن لا يحمل صليبه ويأتي ورائي فلا يقدر أن يكون لي تلميذان. ومن منكم هو يريد أن يبني برجا لا يجلس أولا ويحسب النفقة هل عنده ما يلزم لكماله، لئلا يضع الأساس ولا يقدر أن يكمل، فيبتدئ جميع الناظرين يهزؤون به قائلين: هذا الإنسان ابتدى يبني ولم يقدر أن يكمل. وأي ملك إن ذهب لمقاتلة ملك آخر في حرب لا يجلس أولا وتشاور هل يستطيع أن يلاقي بعشرة آلاف الذي يأتي عليه بعشرين ألفان؟ وإلا فما دام ذلك بعيدا يرسل سفارة ويسأل ما هو للصلح. فكذلك كل واحد منكم لا يترك جميع أمواله لا يقدر أن يكون لي تلميذا. الملح جيد، ولكن إذا فسد الملح ماذا يصلح؟ لا يصلح لأرض ولا لمزبلة، فاترحونا خارجا. من له أذنان للسمع فليسمع.